board Pinalla have agreed and given permission for the project to proceed. I think the concern will be people who have followed this issue for over the years is the process and how we got to here has been deeply flawed and has caused great hurt in the wider Greencastle and Mavoe community. Indeed, this final decision by Mbor Pinalla, the deciding officer overturned the inspector's report. Now, the inspector presided over 2 days of hearing and recommended it be refused, and it was overturned. So, again, the controversy continues. But for now, yes, the green light has been given.
There are conditions set by Mbor Pinalla. There are recommendations made. Do you take any solace from them?
I think the community, you know, can be very proud of the stand that they made. I mean, they had to compete with the resources of Donegal County Council and consultants who were paid, you know, over 1 million euro, and indeed probably millions of euro has been spent on this project over the years. I mean, that's what ordinary residents had to compete with, and again they exposed the flaws in the process. Today, if it does go ahead in the next number of years, there will be considerable noise abatement, odour abatement at the plant, and it will be a tertiary treatment plant, and that would never have happened without the campaign of the residents, so they have much to be proud of. But the fact is, and there needs to be an independent examination of the process. Donegal County Council has to learn the lessons of this, I think, a quite shameful episode down the years, and ensure that it never happens again.